And these are some of the issues that you were raising on Friday during Parliament today. The things don't go the way they're supposed to be. Because you'd expect that for the first few meetings, if there was somebody who was actually in this person feeling the employee of the institution, the person would be there so that some of the issues can be addressed in the presence of the country. But unfortunately, the Parliament does things its own way. And now we are suffering from this initiative. Right, thank you. Let's go to the Minister.
All the members that are not chairman, so I came to the point where it's in Charlie,
Let's proceed to the second step of the meeting here on the evening. We are raising an issue. Is that which one?
Before the proceeding, I think we've discussed the question of the abolition. But I did not notice. I did not notice that also here because I didn't have the short of me. Because I always apologize in the case because on Tuesday meeting the clerk with labor. With labor and I was money member of the labor committee. So I'm not sure whether this is the only minute that they are not able to do. So I didn't have the minute, so thank God I didn't have the minute.
The way we have treated the president when it comes to the attendance. But Honorable Nkunzi, you see there's one big problem with the president. You remember the whole time in the Arab world. Your explanation says that when it's too good, the president must be there. It's possible. That the opportunity to so that you accept the price of what they can do if you are also in it. That you don't need to go or are you in? You are an alternate, make it even all right, no, it's accepted. Any other option?
Okay, if I can just ask you if that you request to make some of your apologies to my name.
What I said, Honorable Chairman, is that with all the minutes that you are going to be in, the committee secretary must go back to the attendance register and make the necessary change. So that in the next meeting, there will be a reflection of the agenda of the committee. Page 2.
Yes, it's again the ultimate shipping notice. We're in my own shipping on here, I've got page 4.
That's the one.
Okay, page 2, yeah, okay. On that particular one. Okay. And the other person here is that I think, although we've indicated with the people from the secret, I think you adopted an approach in previous meetings that when it comes to people outside of our committee, we need to note the initials, and even sometimes in our own meeting, because there are two different names, two different groups, and two different things. So just to note an initial in that respect from the first paragraph, etc. To raise two issues here quickly, Chair. The one is a matter of substance in the first paragraph across the page, and the second paragraph is just a typo in which it refers to 198 May, and I think it should be the 19th of May, but I could be wrong. One may wish to just get other, you know, it can't be 198 May, I think that's just the point I'm making there. On a substantive well, actually, we're just looking at errors, aren't we? But I thought it should have been noted, even in the minutes, that members did request at that particular point here, where we call for written evidence. We call for a written response. I don't think that we use the word evidence. We don't use the word proof and evidence in our JGC. But rather, what is the response to a particular query that has been raised in writing?
What our commission is the allocation process?
Oh, yes, all right.
Okay, I'm fine.
Honorable Mike, I think in that opening there were a number of people. It was not only those absent and welcome, but also those from whom apologies had been received and to those advisors who were now coming back to the committee proper. It was not just a question of those being absent or absent. That he's just with this speech of my friend that we'll have to I've addressed the secretary to my speech and I'm going to say including the apology and make an update and it's very important for the religion. Never evolve. And people don't understand that when they do not like it, the difference is expectation. They shouldn't just accept like the community members who are part of the expectation. These are some of the things that are expected from the community. If we try to accept it, what about the people who are not there? We don't position the issue. Why? What is it? So I just want to ask one thing. Before this, we adopt what we call company. But it must also meet our needs in community. It must meet our needs. Rather than adopting the needs of the future, a lot of members and parallel is about them. Yes. You know, I'm raising this issue because I know it's frustrating. That every time in this committee we talk about support. Why should we continue speaking about support when there's positive support? And Parliament is too reluctant to achieve the proper environment. And at the end of the day, financial year, we understand, or if you haven't understood, money is being transferred from the program of committee. Remember support to another problem so that it will look like the funds changing one time. The issue is that I believe it's important. Remember that in our program, the change is current. You must also put pressure on me and the mentality that you must ensure that Parliament is safe.
No, I'm just checking this very much.
Yeah, I saw that it's not wasted. Because I can hear my voice. Maybe it's okay. No, it's not. Where did it go?
My deploy you to orientation workshop in Nema, not Nema, each other. Yeah, thank you, Honorable. Just seven. So I was, remember, I said that you must put pressure on the culture person to ensure that Parliament has changed before we go on recess. But if you don't remind us, you think that you've forgotten and you don't want Parliament to achieve it for us. Honorable, and so far.
Yes, Chairperson, I thought we'd already done number 7 in view of your statement, you know, regarding Parliament, which is in the last paragraph, as it were. The only point I wanted to raise myself there is the point that the Chair had raised earlier about having to include the introduction of the new staff, which of course is located at the top of that page already. It is noted there. That was really the only point.
Thank you, Honourable Member. Question?
Yes, seventh question. No, we say that Parliament. Maybe it might not be an issue for this issue. But one note, when Parliament was Kalu expected his parliament would be affording some opportunity for members of parliament to interact with the party. I still don't understand why the president was debated simultaneously in the two houses. Why was it in the first place not done? Are we saying that two houses that necessarily don't work together? Why was the president to explain their differences? Or if there was any reason for disparity, why was it not done in the favor of the other house, taking it on another day or in the afternoon, the other one in the morning? It interested my view. Discourages the kind of work and focus that we are doing as joint committee. So that we, in a way, enforce the way that Parliament works in a coordinated and effective way. For instance, if you could just view how the debate in the Separate House or in the two houses was taking the focal point, there's still a lot of work to be done. And unfortunately, or fortunately, we as joint committees, and I'm not only referring to the joint bible, have got always impressed the integration and coordination between the two of us. That I'm saying, in my view, the budget of the parliament is, in a way, a missed opportunity to further address integration between the two. Okay, as I said earlier, I'm not sure whether this one is this would be. Thanks.
Otherwise, I would have called you to order. Because I think this might be so the shock of moving to when you call them to a big one. We'll think about how we're going to approach our hearing with the parliament, but then there's going to be doing some consideration to get the summary of issues that were raised by members. But what I wanted to clarify is that the parliament never presented before any committee, not part of the committee. Never presented to us. And some of us put it on the website to download it on the website that we wasn't presented to us. And it wasn't even presented. I actually wanted to the oversight that comes to me for the 7th May for the past 5 months. And 12 for the future. So I didn't want to call it on a deck. Let's not talk about it. But the issue that you raised, we are unable to the private vote of the parliament. Honorable Sim?
You are correct, Honorable. Actually, it's quite good. This is, you should raise it
current tax focus, so that it can be addressed either in the city of the forum or in the city. The next one.
This one has been part of a solution. I think it would be quite difficult to have a clear understanding of what the case is. And I think that the minute needs to make it clear, not only for ourselves and the current membership, but for posterity as well, what were the issues. And frankly, I have to search my mind to say exactly what it is. So I would appreciate it if we could get that reason and a clear situation. Finally, before suspending the discussion of the third paragraph,
before you go to finally, which one are we referring to?
I was referring to page 8, the second paragraph, and saying that unless one was present in the meeting, you can certainly get the first sentence. The committee also queried in the second sentence that, despite concerns noted with the implementation of certain programs specifically for the reallocation. But I'm not sure exactly what it is that we would have queried in that regard. It's not very clear. And I'm just requesting that the minutes are written with great clarity on some of these points so that it's easy to pick up what the issue is as we come back on. I mean, the last one was here, the point was raised that the expenditure patterns were in part, were due in part to the creation of a new enterprise. That's very clear, you know, and you may just mention the enterprise. So that was that one issue, just a little bit more clarity to ensure others can understand. Thank you, Chairperson. The other one where it says finally, before suspending, etc. The inaccuracies in the research and noted that these, etc., needed to be addressed before the next meeting. You know, the inaccuracies reflected in the research, we actually detail the issues, and I'm not talking of the typos now. The typos are, I think we understand. You know, you don't have to mention that. But where it was important was the substantive issue that had come up. Because later on, when we have to make a reference that this was discussed in the meeting, we've got, you know, there's no discussion on the show here. We don't know what the issues are. And that may be one reason in part why we're often told that we must be more specific. This is not specific. We simply say inaccuracies, and they were simply typos. That's what we find. Because I would expect that if it's not clear, it's going to give us problems for the members of one show. Sometimes parents can update me on what the issue is. When they want to know what the current activity is, we can't correctly reflect that 1-3 on this issue that was failed. I think AGO, CLG, we are in it. CLG, we are not in it. Thank you. There were issues raised in the minutes, I forget the actual line and page, etc., which were clearly out of the line themselves, not that they were inaccurate, but they referred to other facts that occurred in the same text, you know, same piece of research, but it was due to a cut and paste, and I think that's a little bit more substantive than just the sciences. Now, you know, I didn't personally raise the issue, but two other members who were present raised that particular issue and drew that.
That's what I was supposed to learn. I thought they were supposed to be part of the presentation that I was doing with the issue. 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 By meeting whoever I thought that you could hear. Otherwise, but I wanted to give you the location.
See, I can only give you the three issues that I recall. I don't have my corrective notes here, but the one was to do with the land of fear says, and it was that particular issue where the comments there referred to something else, and no doubt have been corrected.
I just thought what I wanted you to do to the public panel, I did. And it was what, out of the frustration that you highlighted in the committee with regards to the way you said work has been done to the committee. When you took up the nature with the Honorable Doyle, also took it up with the extinction group so that the matter can be addressed. We discussed it in management and we are waiting for the joint. We hope that the credit for you was the available because the substitution was not announced. So that we can re-succeed and take up the matter. Not only the stage one, but so that's what I wanted, Honorable Pope, so that members would know that although these issues are being raised in the committee, don't ask me that you keep it up. The others that you were trying to raise, yeah, I need to capture them in your notes. Yeah, let me capture them in your notes. And the other thing that you are going to remember in your Thank you.
not contact Daily Chemical. Or voice of Narabasak.
Yes, Jane. I'd appreciate it if a spell check can be included on the description of the computer. The obviation typos. I'll mention one, but they are five. Under point five, that paragraph, the last line, I must assume it means the defense and health were written given, it must be where written given, it was to be expected. So I think the spell check must be the best for all of the work. But I raise the issue of evidence. We never ever ask for evidence. Argentina calls for evidence, and Australia does. Not this time in these buckets. And I think I must make that clear because we have totally different constitutions to both of us. And I think any further use of the word evidence has to be taken seriously.
Bearing in mind that Parliament will adjourn, will go in recess earlier than Parliament will buy 2-4 for one recess. So from our side, the name of the proposal is complete a report. What they are going to do with the first point. Separate from the report, more of the report. So that the report can be submitted. On time, there is the report to the ACP and it will be the report to the ask for ACP. Can I ask that we deal with this device? Because remember, earlier on, you said that the food for the workshop, so the issue that will be raised at the workshop will be part of it. But, you know, the food for and I need to say that let us deal with this device. For this, we can adopt this one as early as possible. Because I know that with some members is being a concern also that are we going to be on time to present this report before Parliament arrives. And if it arrives, we will be in a difficult situation that Parliament will arrive before it adopts this report, whereas it's supposed to adopt this before it arrives. So can I
just... Yes, thank you. Are you trying to say it's a possibility that the Parliament will adjourn on the 18th of June, say 2 weeks beforehand? Or is it at the end of the year? I don't know. We're talking about this particular thing.
This question. We don't know, but you know, the way it changes has been taken since.
I'm not a whipster, I don't know. I wasn't aware of that. But you meant so it's possible that we might adjourn before the 18th of June.
No. Not the 18th. But, to be on the safe side, because of the way things have been changed, Honorable Father, can you come to our list?
Chairperson, I can't because I don't have that information coming from the first year management. The information we have is that the current schedule which was issued dated between 4th of May is still in operation. So I don't have other information.
I'm not referring to the system of the house. But for us to be on the safe side, you know, I mean, there's a request that we deal with the total point separately. So that we can easily continue the workshop report after research. But at least this one will be there.
I would have one reservation, and that is some of the points that we have requested for clarification are serious issues have not yet been clarified. And for us to proceed to publish on the ACC without that clarification would, I believe, be quite problematic, unless we get some insight from the researcher that the subsequent what we have in front of us, we have received a clear clarification and not just a telephone call or an email. If we can get that clear, we may be able to proceed. But some of the things were quite serious comments, which implied that National Treasury was in fact overriding the PSMA itself and disregarding it, according to some of the comments made by the police. So I'm just saying that it would be quite serious for us to go on to publication of the ACC without clarifying those points. If we've got the clarification, my mind is at ease.
Yeah, honorable question. We were published with country. But what our question is, because we have already said that what I was requesting is that we shouldn't combine the two. Because my experience with workshop reports, we end up taking quite long. And where they are before this one can get us to combine. But the issue that we said, we need clarity. Actually, when we go to the report, we would expect that the sentence was done by us. But I'm not saying that today we are going to adopt the report. No, it's not possible. But what is important is that we finalize and finish it as soon as possible. Then, so we are agreeing that we will deal with them separately. Okay. And then last one, page 11. The editor was page 11. I hope that the issues that are raised under item 5, as we go through the report, they will be clarified in the report. May I ask someone to go to the report so that we could go to the report? Honorable Fema, second that, Honorable Matisse. Then, go to item 3, which is discussion of the coronary report. So, the project can be carried out. Do all members have the reason for this?
Is that the 20 seconds of May? We can just get a confirmation.
Yes. That's correct, Honorable Member. At least at the top it shows that it's the Parliament committee report. And so there at the top, we even gone through the report and see that the new engine. This is the committee report. And at least there the date, which shows that the reason report
as on the 22nd May, and that's what we requested last time. And the three page numbers are also reflected at the bottom. Although the print is very, very small, but the page numbers are reflected. Before we can continue with the report, members ask the communication with the government department to form an addendum to this report. And at management level, we felt that part of the communication was too informal to be part of the addendum. It was too informal. And then from that, which may be part of the report, but that includes from then onwards, that the committee sector, I mean the committee secretary will have to ensure that correspondence is formal with the agenda, so that it can be part of the agenda, so that in the department, if you print something or if they want to print something, you can say to their correspondence. We feel that we couldn't increase the part of the idea. Right. We must understand. I think the honey take us through the report so that members know which one I knew which partners on there and what the status. Take us through the report. And then basically you additional finances to the city, talk about finances and how because you are better paid to perform. Yes, thank you.
Because all the changes that I've made since the last meeting in Bold, so we can move on to page 3. So if you look at the second paragraph, I've added some of the concerns that the committee had in the third quarter report. That the first bowl section and the second bowl section deal with capital projects and all of the additional issues related to that.
You know, honey, naturally for the top point, low point. Always speak to me.
Okay. The first bowl section in the report deals with the concerns raised by the committee in the third quarter report. Some of the concerns. That's why I didn't know it amongst other problems, the main problems that the committee highlighted, or issues that the committee highlighted in the third quarter report. And the second bowl section deals with the with capital projects on the issues related to that. trying to say...
Before we move on, that's my question.
I remember that you were raising it.
Yeah. We did put it that way because it was related to the earlier workshop we had, in which National Treasury had indicated that capital projects being asked the department to develop the resource action plan. As to whether that is now incorporated in, what can I say, a PSM requirement, like a strategic plan, etc., is another issue, but it is a requirement that National Treasury has called for when capital expenditure. But they simply, I know I use that expression because that is the expression that was used by National Treasury at that last workshop. Mr. White, excuse me. Feeding the human resources. So in a particular project, it's not only the finances, but also the human resources and everything when they were dealing with the capital expenditure itself. So, I think if we do have a reservation on the phrase, the big issue is that they are supposed to develop a plan that will allocate resources effectively. And not to leave that in line with the capital expenditure that the National Treasury has called for. Yeah, another one. An indication of what that human resources led us to capital projects is not included in the human resources. I'm not comfortable with that brief of experience. Or maybe we'll clarify tomorrow. So there's an hour for this deal, but the way it is, it will confuse people when they read our report. So can I see you highlight this one so that you check whether this is the correct team. This is my initial address. Let's proceed to the next piece. Hello? Oh, Honorable
Gordon. I'm not sure. I missed something. Correction. At the bottom. Sorry, at the bottom, at the last quarter. Page 3. Where the last, the first last sentence, the committee noted after those broad names, where the sentence ends, into people's delivered, or is it into people's sentence delivered, or is it into people's delivered?
Jefferson, I did a few grammatical changes to the document, edit commas and things like that, and I've actually changed that to service delivery, and not people delivery.
Okay.
Last word sentence on page 3.
2 weeks before it starts. Can we continue?
Page 4, there was on the that you decided to... Page 4, there wasn't much changing. I just added the words Python, stuck in the document that's in the end of that in front of me. But if you look at the third last line, even though none of the departments are within the total budget, 18 has added the word department, so that the words not the overspin the total budget. That's and then page 5, there was no changes. Page 7, I added parliament to the list of departments, to the number of departments. And what I found there is that if you read through that paragraph, let's see that that parliament has a service, a surplus account. If you look at the 2007 EME, and if it doesn't say that in the EME, but when you read carefully, you'll see that the Parliament actually underspent for the last three years, and you'll see that the surplus account increased from minus 9.8 million in 2003-04 and currently, but before taking into account the underspending for this year, 29%, it is now currently 292 million. So it's increased dramatically over the last year. And it says in the E&E that the Parliament can use this money for parliamentary accommodation costs.
I think what would be of value to us, this is quite a theory of statements that we make here, statements of facts and things, you know. And when one talks about parliamentary accommodation, it's not quite clear what this is per se. You know, it's a very broad term, and exactly what is it? It will be mainly used for that. I think that's part of broader statement. And this is what I mean about clarification. Is there no way we could write a letter to the provincial secretary, to the parliamentary secretary, requesting the speaker, you know, and the parliamentary secretary, requesting just a clarification on what is envisaged, you know, in terms of expenditure? Are we talking of this large amount of 50%? 20% AP, at least to get some context beyond mainly. And secondly, is the parliamentary accommodation project, is that to do with accommodation for members in their working facilities in Parliament? Because we know it's nothing to do with residential, we're aware of that. Or is it to do with staff? You know, exactly which grouping in Parliament, because Parliament comprises all of us. what sort of accommodation are we looking for? Is it to provide office space or improved office space for members? Is it to add on to the library? I think this parliamentary accommodation has been extremely broad. It could even mean a new dining room, you know. So we don't know what it means, Chair, and it'd be very difficult to talk about it. So I do think that that would be quite helpful if at least we try to, and if we don't get a response back from Parliament, we can simply indicate that there were endeavours to clarify this. Unfortunately, at the time of going to the agency, this was not available. But I do think we ought to proceed on that basis.
I thought that we must also ask the parliamentary in how funds are coming from under estimated accounts for wisdom. Remember, committees under the day in your members under the day that money you are assuming that it is the work you are going to do to the parliament must share so that we know that when we are getting 200,000 from 500,000, which was actually from 400, which was supposed to increase, and now it's like 200. It means that we have already understood that 50% and 30% will go to separate accounts. That's why it's important for us to understand and to know how we do the procedure follows. Follow until the separate account until they are going to be under the system. I think we must end up there. We will discuss it with other information that we give once we proceed to the form. But it must be indicated. In the indication, it must be indicated. Any further issues on this thing? And I was also asking you, I've read the specific thing, but it will be a fine question. That's why I was saying in the order, we will engage once we get that point. On the second. Because somewhere in that facility, she doesn't say that the funds will go to the surplus fund. When study that facility, and we under financial management, but we will get it. Can you continue?
Department of Land Affairs, they in the middle prior to any questions that I forwarded or asked from them. I think a letter from the committee to the department of the road to answer that, but I just wanted to give them a letter to the department. So what I've added there is just that the department didn't respond.
What was it? On Parliament
Sentinel? No. Unfortunately, I can't write a letter to the department from Parliament. It must come from the committee.
But the
fact
of the matter, you must give the information to the committee secretary so that the committee secretary can write. That's what you're talking about. You can't write. You must give the information.
about this in the settlement from 2009, but it's all related to the position of the parties of the official Afghanistan Foundation. I should also say that I actually spoke to the CFO of the Department of Financial Office of the Department of Languages, and after the discussion with these people, all the people in the department that I contacted, they requested me to write an email to them, which I did, and they said, this specific department is very flattering, even though they're so awesome to write an email to them, to request information. No, it isn't.
Changes to expedite your situation already indicate mankind were afraid of the situation in Iraq. I believe that at that particular meeting, we did request that a formal letter be written in this regard. Yourself with both of the members of staff present. Now, what I can't understand is a formal request from yourself did not change anything. That was made in Mancom. We have to do this. Today is a week later. What would have prevented me, must you now be expected to write on parliamentary letter, a letter to your committee coordinator and the researcher in order to get a piece of work done? That's what I'm, there's a gap here. You follow, Chair? I think that meeting was Tuesday. So it's Tuesday today. So I do think that we seem to be being the victims of shifting templates of work. You know, where they shift past each other. Because we have had this response from the researcher before, when John Rousseau was here, saying that this would be coordinated. This is not a new state of affairs. It is just a repetitive one. And I'd like to know what would prevent such a letter, because presumably it's all in the email. So it's a matter of sending this email in a draft form to the committee secretary, for that to be translated onto the letterhead. Now, I don't know what the problem is in doing that.
Indicate. He knows the issues that we need to
handle the issue. And he must just write, send it to you, he place it under the letter head, and there it goes. It's simply said. If I understood you well, Honorable Palmer.
Yeah,
because this is, we've been with the center for more than 6 months, I think, since last year. Well, but it's a long time. So this is what we're supposed to have to do. Because we expect that, you know, working relationship between the two of you, it is not easy. But information is taken off in some time. This is not the but we take it to and if we expect that the relationship is one another, it's not a so I don't want that to be as simple as this. So those letters, because what's important, Sharon, is that although we get information from the family, we want to know what the person is saying, because they are the ones that are sending it, so that we can check whether what they give us as information is what they process as whether it is the information, and check whether where the issues lie. Because we find that, like they said, we found that help that they couldn't appoint senior managers because the minister was here. So such issues we need to compare what they told us and what they said, or what has come up on our own.
And then the Department of Public Enterprise on page 9.
Mm-hmm.
I've added the explanations given by the department to explain the data of the
Before public enterprise defense.
Chairperson, the issue with defense with the transfer of funds for the requirement of armaments. I think national treasury will be in a better position to explain it more, because it is in the E&E and it is not a difficult to explain. It is a public entity that is set up by the Department of Defense and money is transferred to that public entity which buys the armaments on behalf of the spot. The national treasury will be able to explain it more. Now, I've added the reasons given by the department for the record expenditure. Especially because they receive the money in the middle of the financial year and still when the money is transferred by the department. And then Department of Home Affairs, that is not much, there is no changes. Home Affairs, I've added the And what I did was, I wanted to know about where these underemployment or what level is under or the vacancy cost for my information. It says the highest level supervisor level is 292 people employed after Chicago was the senior management level. 57 people employed on 94
under review, the department employed 857 people and 565 people were resigned. So even though the department employed, the department also losing a lot of other people. Regularly, inspectors are the highest turnover of 62.7%.
Just in this area, which I must say a lot of information has come to us, and we appreciate that. But there are three things, you know, there's a lot of information that's so serious that we receive it, that generates other questions as well. Just for example, the information which was received, I can't remember offhand when it was received, say 2 weeks ago or what, you know. But the point is, having received this kind of serious information, let me give an example. The point that the researcher has just raised about the high vacancy level, the high employment and the high turnover. When you're employing people and as fast as you're employed, they leave. Now, that's a very serious issue. It's not something that I feel that we must just say facts. We're not sort of, what is it, sterilized report. It's a very serious issue. And therefore, we should be asking right now, today even, in a letter, can they please give us a written explanation for this? It's just too high an issue to ignore, Chester. So I do think that is one of them. But I must say, the information we've got is very welcome, you know, in the detail that we've received. The other area here is, you know, the qualified reports, which I know we've already given a comment from the Auditor General. Policies, etc. It may have been useful for us, having received that, just to check with the department when are they planning, what processes are in place to develop and implement policy. The policy, in other words, I'm saying we've got this information, it's a lot of very serious cases, and we should, because we've had 5 weeks of the quarter, 6 months, we should by now have just gone clarification. So my request is, on the basis of this serious information, can we send a letter requesting further clarification in writing?
Budget for all 10,000. They come in mid-term, mid-year, and keep a steady, the limit budget. Let me have to give the opportunity to make one of the other people. One of those reports. Disclaimer. The disclaimer was, you know, today. There was a test team that went to the former restaurant. Maybe, but the
myself no more. And apart from that, they must tell us what are their findings. Where do they think we can achieve so that from time to time we monitor the community, so that when we interact with the department, we have knowledge and any information. So that as we start monitoring things, we have information from the market that what is also their deal in terms of parallel activities. Because I mean, you can't just from time to time say that there are problems, but it's a problem. Otherwise, something will change, we are in trouble. We are in big trouble. And we know that even with our own ID and documents, it's a big problem. So I think at management level we have to do it. But we are thankful for the information that we have. Honorable President, I give you I wonder, did he have it before he called the testing or after? But I agree with the informativity that they mustn't inform. If we inform them, they will prepare themselves and give us a window to return picture when we arrive at the department. Did he do it before or after? Or we will know because TMG may know she said they know before him. Thank you.
because when you receive them, you have to understand the role of the post process, because the introduction of collective IT from the post process was to release them of the heavy load of work which they thought they had, because they could now send ID to the collective editor post process. I wonder how effective it would be, or if there's no, it doesn't open up a room for further corruption, I don't know. Yeah, thanks a lot, man. You can ask yourself if you want an unemployed person during the appointed qualification, what is doing it by asking? My reservation was like there. But I know that it means the post office, my daughter's ID, with the correct address, was sent to another area. And she only received it, I think, 6 months after it was posted. It went to another area. And imagine I used the postal box, thinking that it's safe. But instead of them taking it to the post office, we put in the post box. It took it, I don't know how, it went to somewhere in another township where, it, I don't know what, when and somebody else, because they knew me, they then brought it to my house and said, but you know what, this has been delivered, and we just said that it could belong to you. And when I looked at it, I saw that it belonged to my daughter. It was still in the envelope, in their envelope. But imagine if that person didn't know me. So that's why I say I don't even need the post office. If I imagine a private box, just a box. I thought it was safe, but by the time she was, she expected to go and boom, she put it. She didn't have the idea. It was another thing, but like I said, it was quite a lot. So I think at the latest they go and where they need to switch on. And then I'm then they go through and then they ask you to come. And the people come home and they are not to say, I don't know. I mean, we're talking about the unannounced food. I'm not sure whether we're talking about others around the country or people in the country. Which may be coming to a future of the country.
Okay.
about a thousand and why are they failing and nobody for us to stop them? Because if they come from their countries to South Africa on the day of sitting or on the day of this global coming on the day.
The Northwest people from Botswana come in. On payday, you get those grants for the all provinces of the border state, the neighboring state. And all these are because of home affairs. And I think they that South Africans find it difficult to get the issue. But those who are not South Africans find it easy. They can see that people who are not South African can get things like they as South African can get things. It's really difficult. The Honorable Colleen.
I wanted to check whether this would be the right platform to talk to this, because we have a variety of typical examples to this concern. But I think for the committee, with me, I would suggest that it would be enough for us to indicate, for the committee to indicate that. The budget committee is of the view that there is a big chunk of budget that is unaware. That is being consumed by the neighboring ones for the council gatherings, you know. But to me, this is more than a political issue than the parliamentary issue. Because the example that I have in my mind, that I have experienced, I interact with, definitely are political, more political. But I feel something, there must be a time to confront this. This needs to be confronted. Before I step down, I can confirm to you, Chairperson, this committee that in our South African statistics, we have people who have cops that we cannot clear off. But some of the people in our country are having two ideas. One is for Lesotho, one is for South Africa, southern of the thing. When that person is late in the neighboring country, he can't be taken off books here. She or he is still on books, having passed away 7 years ago. And that is happening. That's a typical example I have interacted with. So thank you. I'm saying it needs another platform to be shared.
Thank you. that we need to come up with the supplementation. We will then get a clear idea of which is the relevant team.
The productivity of our office at Caledon. People stand in long queues, Madam Chair, and at certain times they're not prepared. When it gets to closing time, they just close the window, and then they with due respect, and then there are often elderly people standing there for 3-4 hours. Isn't it possible that we can install a sort of a flexi-time policy with Home Affairs? Because Madam Chair, many of them, as you say, are unemployed people. They use public transport to get there. And then when the time those people go down, they just close up, or there's only one person working there and so forth. It's extremely badly organized. I'd like to already call to Madam Chair, I've taken people to Paul as well, and to Canada. And both those places there, the officials behind the counter are on, don't work in a minute.
What I've added was on page 12, the second category, the first bold section is the reads that the department expenditure increased dramatically during the financial year, but then I included in the third and fourth quarter of the financial year because the expenditure decreased from 87% to 12%. That's why the second bold section was issued over one of the members who asked if the 8% and 7% were based on adjusted budget or the minor preparation. And just to clarify that those percentages were based on the adjusted budget. And then I also included the fourth said that expenditure in the first quarter based on the minor preparation of 21%, which was 78% of the projected expenditure, and the second quarter was 90%. This resulted in a 75% expenditure at the end of the second quarter of projected expenditure for that department. And then the reasons, I've added the reasons, which were the bottom part of the previous report, but those reasons were in the previous report. Now, the reason why it wasn't part of that document was because it had a few different models from the report. Should I move on to what is it?
Comment on sport. So we said there's no reason they should tell us, another source. got home sport and remember that sport has been under strain. This is not the best time. If you are strain, even during the previous, that other time in January, 2004, 2005, we don't see the same issues. They are the end of year standard. Come the MTGF, you'll see the patient. But here they see that the water completed. What's this? Done in written form, honey?
Yes, sir. And it was on your department of transport.
I'm also asking myself, you know, there's this trend of department. Most of them, or is it because now we have function collecting up? That's why we want to construct new education. That's why I'm saying we need to be creatively one check this. I know I've observed this that most departments have been building new education. Whether it's before the ones that were there were everything under.
Department of Water Drinking Policy in the first section I included the comments made by the members just to highlight that the department's core function is water services, and then she highlighted what the department's role is with regards to policy. And then in the second paragraph, just to clarify the numbers that's given, you know, 300 million and 180 million. And the reason why it doesn't add up to the equivalent doesn't include smaller amounts. Therefore, I added including the total amount other than. And the letter will be written to the department to the reason for the table.
Water access, honey. Because the department is not responsible.
The department responded after the last meeting of the head. They called me and said that they were going to be trying to form a decision to the other DG or the management system. So we need to put up with the other management system.
I told
Uncle
that you
should
have at the end of the process, and the statement,
have it. This is in before they called you to the spot for a formal letter to the Minister of Education. That's the last sentence that you wrote. No, it's not that. Once you get a response from the department, then that sentence will leave that sentence and then you can get another response.
So are you saying that members must move their sentence?
Yes, that sentence must be released.
There are no comments on what the aspect.
We're moving to a new section now, which looks at current expenditure by department. The first paragraph basically outlines what you'll find within current expenditure budget for the line items in current expenditure. Then the second paragraph says that department spent $16 billion on items in current expenditure. They have $16 billion on 90% during the first quarter of the financial year. Then they spent $19 billion or 23% of during the second quarter. The third quarter it spent 23%, and then the fourth quarter department spent 28% of current budget. And in total, the department in all spent $77 billion or 95% of current budget, which resulted in a $3.6 billion under expenditure of current budget. And this 3.6 billion out of 5.7 billion. So it was under expenditure. So 3.6 billion out of 5.7 billion. In the table, how much department spend in each quarter, the total budget, the amount of spend, and the under expenditure for each department for that, for the financial issue. The first department that I looked at was the Department of Arts and Culture. The department, according to the Section 32 report, the department spent $309 million of the budget, which is an over expenditure of $69 million for last financial year. And the reasons given by the department at the end of the third quarter was that they received additional responsibility for last financial year. And those were the example for the anniversary of the Women's March and the 16th Youth Uprising. And the department said they requested an amount of $37 million from National Treasury, but only $65 million. But when I contacted the department to find out why they've overspent their budget, as they said that according to their report, the department expenditure the 31st of March this year was $253 million and not $309 million, the cost of vinyl, and the total budget was $253 million and not $309 million.
Brilliant. So I think we need to clarify that was strategy tomorrow as well. Why it's done before, I think, states that the, especially when you look at current and transfer and capital budget, it doesn't align with the section 32 because I think it's going to be part of it because of the alignment of the change of one classification to the other. And the strategy does not take that into account compiling the section 32. So according to the department, they didn't really also, they didn't always spend, so they basically spend the money on the budget.
Why did you extend salary? Because salary is just minus 11. Why did you extend it?
The reason why I excluded Parliament is because these figures are not expenditure figures according to the Secretary of Course, the amount that Parliament requested from Treasury, so it's difficult to include Parliament and explain if they, if it's not expenditure, it's money Parliament requested, you don't know how much of that money they actually spent. The interest is over now, so it's not expenditure from. Tomorrow we'll be looking at the Treasury.
You're not
kind of
just
waiting
for the you were supposed to include what you must share in the report. The parliament is doing the typical things like, but this is what the explanation is provided so that the committee can decide whether the parliament should be included or not. Because it's the committee that must decide. The committee that must decide. So you're supposed to provide members with the information and members with the information.
What do you mean by say about this one? Honorable Monsieur. Thank you, Chairman. Even if they say they think they requested this money, this is the money they requested and they should account for the whole family. Because it's requested here as an over expenditure. I say, for the next that they just got from Treasury into their hands, I think they need to account like any other department or institution that requests that money from them. And the different explanation why they requested that money, if it has not been given to them. Was it requested as an adjustment for whatever it is for us? We don't know.
Yeah, and we want explanation of Parliament. We want to see. And then for the one to unravel, that's part of the report. To us, it's a puzzle. It's only Parliament knows. International trade. And we want to unravel this for this country. So it will be in the next year. And that's for this. With the report, can you stop up to Let's stop on page 50. It's for an update. So the international institutions that this parliament stands for. So that we can take an item on the workshop. Firstly, with regard to currency, we will continue the worship. But don't underestimate the fluctuation of the sometimes we are pulling our feet to do preparation, but there's a lot of great things that prevent us to be sure on time of what our feet. We are continuing with the workshop. We said we that we will. That we worship the chinos before the worship, but unfortunately, the minister treasury has gone to find the chinos. We don't have them as yet, so they will be provided to the worship. And we have asked that as they go through the chinos, they must take it as it flows, because we will not just go up the chin advance. Will provide assistance tomorrow. And for today's program, we will meet with Africa. And the management committee was suggested that the kitchen one who had offered the president. Of course, we will attend the as requested, I mean as agreed in the management committee, we will have to make a presentation on the contributing employees. So in our information, we are in the position is posted. We are leaving as soon as the house is then, if not, I think we haven't covered some of the issues. I will make a
before that, may I make this appeal of consideration, because NCOP immediately after city is required to have some provincial delegation meetings today. So that means those of us involved in this trip may either delay the trip or be considered otherwise. That is my opinion.
sent around all members copies of something relevant to committee report that will probably be referenced in the workshop for Treasury, as well as draft program in everyone's kitchen hall. I think I also emailed to them. It just gives a, it's just really a framework so detailing the time the meeting starts and finishes. I imagine some of the precise times might change depending on the nature of the presentation and the discussion. So, but just to repeat that the shuttle will be leaving from Parliament, the usual place at 6 o'clock evening. And then the briefing will commence by the consultant at the AFRIC at approximately 6:30, after which the dinner will be served for all members at the hotel. The next day, with the worship of Treasury, will start early at 8:30 in the morning, before which, of course, there is breakfast. Then finally, the meeting is scheduled to close at approximately 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Then the shuttles will go back both to Parliament and to all the residents and take them into turn. Just also to clarify, because it's a workshop, in terms of expenses, obviously accommodation and all meals are catered for, but any other expenditure is a private matter, so that's not settled with the hotel or with the business. So that's just the basic arrangement. I'd also like to give clarity with the efficient group. The communication was too late, so Mr. Root from the efficient group will not be presenting to the committee, but I discussed it with the chair, and what might happen, I think, the confirmation is that he will present to the committee either later this week or perhaps later. I would ask the members to be, because now it's almost half past.
I told myself I'm not a racist. I know I'm in and out of this community. So, even though I was asking from not for myself or whether when the workshop, I'm sure it's too deep. So, I don't have the information. I'm not sure what has become my second target and not in the way of the correspondence. But for me, it's a I knew that there was a problem in the workshop.
Quite some time. There will be indicated in the commission that it will change from the previous date, 28th to the 6th. So, that you need to see the comments right now. Probably a set of 300,000 information that you sent to all the members. It's like the fact that you've been updating them by the sense of what the preparation is.
In that box over there, there are bags that have been given to us by Treasury. Perhaps you get one out this way. Sure. There are some members who would have already received them sitting on other finance committees. So if you already have one, then please don't take another. But if you don't, then they're for you. Thank you.
Yeah, what I think that finance has given
Okay.